A couple of weeks ago on the programme, we spoke to Tom McWilliams, and dad of 28-year-old mother Rushing. Now, Rushing was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer on Christmas Day. We know that she underwent a PIP assessment, but despite having Hodgkin lymphoma, was turned down. Let's remind ourselves.
There comes a time whenever you need to speak up. My daughter doesn't deserve this. She was given nil points for this. They need to come out and look at my daughter whenever she's had 72 hours of chemotherapy and see the state that she's lying in. Excuse me. You know, most of her life revolves around lying in bed where she can't lift her head, and she spends most of her day with a pillow on the bathroom floor being sick. And these people have got the audacity to look at my daughter and say, you said you can't do this. We're saying you can do this. And they're practically saying that she's not sick enough to qualify for a benefit. It's an absolute disgrace, Stephen.
Now, after Tom came on to the Nolan Show a couple of weeks ago, it became news right throughout the country. Lots of newspapers and other outlets picked up on it. And I believe there's been an update now, Tom. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
What's happened?
Well, Stephen, since we last spoke a couple of weeks ago on your radio show, we received a call there a couple of days ago from Rushing's legal representative telling us that PIP had been in contact with them and that Rushing's application for PIP had been successfully overturned. And, you know,
that's fantastic news.
Absolutely, absolutely. We were totally delighted with that. But, you know, Stephen, as much as we were delighted with that, there's still an element of anger going on with this. I mean, personally, I feel that my daughter should never have had to have been subjected to this type of a procedure.
Yeah, and you shouldn't have to come to a radio show to get what you were always entitled to.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I get that.
Never, ever have had to air our laundry or speak about private aspects of our life on national TV or radio. But, you know, Stephen, we were faced with the decision. It was either accept the decision that these people were offering or fight the decision. And personally, Stephen, my daughter didn't deserve this. She deserved better than this. I mean, I understand that this is a government policy. And the people who come out of these people's homes to assess these people are being paid to implement that policy. I understand all that, Stephen. But, you know... The amount of complaints, Stephen, that has been forced on these people, you know, these people, there's been thousands of complaints, Stephen, about these assessors. Do you know what I mean? These are private firms. They've no right to do this, Stephen. It's just totally uncalled for.
Yeah, I think the question pertinent to Rushing's case is, look, it's fantastic that the decision has been overturned. You've played a big part, Tom, in that, fighting for your daughter. But why was she turned down in the first place?
Absolutely.
If the decision was overturned, nothing has changed. So therefore, why did they refuse her in the first place? And as we're both agreeing, it shouldn't need you to come on to a radio show to get what your daughter was always entitled to.
Absolutely, exactly, Stephen, yeah. Exactly.
What does that stress do to somebody who's gone through this when they're turned down?
Well, you know, Stephen, the whole rejection thing has had a profound effect, not only on Rushing's physical health, but it's also had a profound effect on her mental health. She now suffers from great anxiety. She now suffers from great stress. And it's also caused her a lot of grief and depression. So, she's had a lot to deal with this last 9 months, Stephen. You know, the treatment has been so aggressive. It's been so hard on her. Not to mention that her options are getting smaller and smaller. I mean, as I explained there 2 weeks ago on the radio, Rushing has had 3 sessions of chemotherapy in the last 9 months, and she's now resistant to chemotherapy. The consultant had explained to us that there was another option available to her. But that treatment was very expensive, and they had to apply for funding for that. And just last week, Stephen, we received a call from Rushing's consultant telling us that application for funding had been accepted. So we're absolutely delighted with that as well.
Good. You know? So she's got a chance, Tom.
She's got a chance now, absolutely.
Okay.
So there's a bit of light at the end of the tunnel now, you know.
Well, look, fingers crossed. And thank you for bringing the story to us in the first place. I'm glad that you've got what you're always entitled to, Tom. And tell Roisin we're asking about her.
Thank you very much, Stephen. I
Thanks
appreciate
a lot. Morning to you. Thank you.